Has been a good week thus far, hasn't it? Have you learned anything yet? But the Lord's still talking. I believe there are some dimensions the Lord want to take us in understanding how the kingdom function that will revolutionize your life this week. There are some things that I'm going to begin teaching tonight that you can do instantly. I never boxed with the Lord, you understand? You never box with him. I've been preaching 43 years. And I know I just put everything down and leave it alone when he will do something. You know, you pray and you talk to him, and you act like he don't want to talk to you sometime. It means shut up. I'm going to tell you what I want you to say. You have to be sort of like when Donnell, the lady told Donnell, just start up, I'm going to say something. Donnell said, what? She said, I don't know yet. And so sometime in the spirit, the Lord worked that way. It'd be your best moment. I tell you what, there'll be some drilling done here tonight. But the Holy Spirit is going to be doing the drilling. I don't ever say nothing too much, but I honor my wife. Been with me a long time. And I want to say this, if you mess over my wife, you're messing over me. Amen. 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 So, Father, we thank you tonight. Your word is clear. You have given us direction. We just have to yield to the Holy Spirit to see how to be overcomers and how to be more than conquerors in this life. So help us. We're in the midst of this revival. Help us to see what you're saying. We appreciate it. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Let's open back to our opening text in Matthew chapter 6. I think Jesus taught great lesson in that chapter about prayer, about fasting, about treasures. And he told us about him being our supplier. And so I want to read a few verses just to get us started. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 31, and we'll read to the end of that chapter. I just want you to listen to these things. I'm actually dealing with 32 and 33, but I just want to read 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? And then he says in the 32nd verse, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all of these things. Then he tells us what to seek. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then he said that all these things I've been talking about should be added unto you. You see that, right? So he said, therefore, take no thought even tomorrow about tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto day is the evil thereof. Now, there are spiritual laws that operate the kingdom of God. You could write it down like this. The operating system of the kingdom of God. If you don't know how to operate in the kingdom of God, you're not going to function at your full potential. Yes, are you listening to me? Yes, and so we want to see some of these. There's actually 15 laws that I've studied about the kingdom. I'm going to try to deal with three tonight. I'll call them out. I might not get to all of them. But there is the law of multiplication. And there is the law of recognition. And then there's a law that the secular world used real good for a while, but they tripped over it, called a law of attraction. These are supernatural spiritual laws that the Father has placed for us to live lives above the standard of this world. When we learn how to function in those laws, we begin to switch from the kingdom of darkness riding our back to the kingdom of light manifesting in our lives. What the promises and the things and the covenant and the kingdom and what God have said belong to his children. Now, the problem with these laws is, just like they'll work for you, they'll work against you. They have no chosen a person. If you don't know how to function in them, And they're still working, so they'll work against you. Just like the law of gravity. You jump off top of a building, they're going to work. Every time, see? So these laws are spiritual laws, and I want to read you a little introduction about them before we get into the first one. I think I'm going to deal with the law of multiplication first. How to get a quick increase. Well, y'all sure sad tonight. How many of y'all need a quick increase? You better believe it. I'm tired waiting. Tell the person next to you, I'm tired waiting. These principles, as an introduction, or these spiritual laws, has been given to us to enable us to live a fruitful and a long life, a blessed life. You remember what he said in John 10:10? The latter part, I'm come that you might have life, you might have it more abundantly. Now, spiritual laws, and I have to tell you before I start peeling some scriptures along this line. Spiritual laws are spiritual principles God had put in place to guide his creation into a more productive life. Now, you know, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, you're a new creation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away and all things become new. Doesn't it say that in the Word? So we are new creatures, and so the Father had put these spiritual laws or spiritual principles in place to guide his creation, into a more, watch this, productive life. Into a more productive life. All right, you listening? These laws are God's operation system in his kingdom, or his mode of operandum. Okay. Now, I said it to you earlier, I'll say it to you again, these spiritual laws, they initially affect our status in the spiritual realm. They initially affect our status in the spiritual realm, but they finally manifest in the natural realm. Now, the Bible says that God is no respecter of person, meaning that God does not show any unqualified favoritism. If a person is getting favor, they put themselves in that position for God to do something for them that he didn't do for their neighbor. And so, here's where God is fair at. He has given all of us the same set of law.
Same.
You can't get upset
because
somebody progressing.
Right.
You have the same opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes.
So I was studying this earlier, and you know, we went through a lot of laws about equal opportunity.
Yeah.
It don't exist.
Nope.
Not in the natural. Equal opportunity does not. I don't care how many laws the government pass. If you want equal opportunity, you better learn how to work these laws. Hey! See, thus giving all of us an equal opportunity to succeed in life. The Bible, the principles of God, spiritual laws, is the only thing that's going to provide equal opportunity. And no law they can sign because he got so many old hateful people. You ain't with no equal opportunity. But the law, the spiritual laws can do it. All right? Now, with that in mind, turn to the 6th chapter of John. Let's deal with the law of multiplication. It's a kingdom law. We're going to see it in display by the master. We're going to see, if you let me call the disciples, church members. That you try to tell how to function, how to go, how to be blessed, and they still got a lot of excuses and don't know what to do. Here in John 6, it says in the first verse, after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And then notice it says in the second verse, a great multitude followed him. Why they was following him? Because they saw his miracles.
Yes. Yeah.
What you did on them that was diseased. A lot of healing had taken place, see. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was now. Verse 5. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he took responsibility. It's one of the things about it. If you come to him, no matter what the condition is, he'll take responsibility to see to you getting where you're supposed to be. Having what you're supposed to have. Y'all hearing that? See, that kingdom is built. That's what that kingdom is built for. But you got to know how to tap into it. All right? Say they came unto him. He said, now he said unto Philip, when should we buy bread that these may eat? Notice what verse 6 says. And this he said to prove him. I'm going to read it and I'm going to come back. We're going to walk through it. For he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Lord, I think about no little. That's you with that little stuff. One of his disciples, another one spoke up, and Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there's a lad here which have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? Now Jesus take over here. The kingdom about to take over. And you're about to switch kingdom. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down. You're talking about 20,000 people. In number about 5,000, you count the family. Verse 11 says, and Jesus took the loaves. And when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise the fish. Now you ever move from little to what? As much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto them, his disciples, gather up the fragment that remained, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragment of the 5 barley loaves which remain over and above unto them that has eaten. Now, from a little to over and above. And everybody had what they want. You see that? Now, here's what we want to see in this multiplication, this law, this supernatural, write this down, supernatural kingdom law of manifestation. It's a supernatural law. I know 15 of them. The kingdom law of multiplication is a supernatural law of the kingdom. Don't miss this, what I'm about to say now. It causes increase by the divine hands of God. It causes increase by the divine hands of God. If you function right as a kingdom citizen, you have to have the law of faith. It's one of the law of faith. But this law of multiplication will increase things faster than you could think about it. But there are some things you have to know now. When one place what they have in Jesus' hand, get ready for a supernatural lesson in supply. Because when you trust him with what you have, he changed it to what it should be. Right? Now, we noted the disciples. I want to make a statement to you, and sometimes this is where we drop off at. There's always a test you have to pass before you can operate in supernatural multiplication. There are always, here we are, you're the test right here. We start the test, start at verse 5. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming to him, you're the test. He goes, put the test out now. He said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? He knew Philip didn't know. And that's the way a lot of church members are. They don't know they got another gear. They can operate in another dimension they can operate in to make things happen. A kingdom law. The sixth verse says, you know, I talk about passing the money test, passing the sowing test, right? Now watch this. And this he said to prove him, to test him. For Jesus always know what he going to do. There is, my brother and sister, no situation that can jam Jesus. There's never fear in the master about your situation. When you connect with him promptly, he'll take that situation to another level. Every time. Because there's absolutely nothing that Jesus can't handle. You never have him saying, this is incurable, this is impossible. He said, bring it on. Because what he's going to do is, whatever you bring him, he's going to take you and him together to legally take it into another level. So you have to pass the test. That's why he talked to the disciples. He's letting them know, hey, you cannot do this by yourself. You're going to have to connect with me properly. You're going to have to hear my voice. You're going to have to let me connect you properly with the Holy Ghost that you can understand what's going on, and you and I are going to make it happen. Watch what he does. There's always a test to pass before you can properly operate properly in supernatural multiplication. Watch more. Let's go further. Watch. He said, the sixth verse, he tells us what he's going to do. He already knew what he's going to do, but he's going to test these boys. Seventh verse, he said, Philip answered him. Thought Philip had the answer, you know. 200 pennyworths of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Where are they? Where is Philip? He in the natural. Where are you? Come on. Last time you worried. Last time you had fear. Last time you used the word can't. Last time you used the word ain't. Where were you? In the natural. Aren't you a child of God?
Yes.
Well, you're passing the test right now. Look at this test. Yes. If you can pass this test, Jesus take him through a test. Find out what you got to say about it. And most Christians are living in this lifestyle of not enough. Yes. Just enough. Very few move in the lifestyle of having more than enough. Jesus is a more than enough Jesus. He's not a just enough Jesus. Nobody wants to serve no just enough Jesus. And I'm proud to believe that the men and women on the sound of my voice tonight, God sent you here for a reason, those by internet, that you have gone through these same things yourself, dealing with something in your life you thought that it couldn't go any further because you were dealing with it brand-wise, sense-wise, religious-wise, without a revelation of the kingdom that can go to the next level. Every time you have a problem, every time you have lack and limitation, it's another chance to go to another level. When all of your wit run out and all of your strategies run out and you can't think of nothing else to do, don't panic. Now you're right where God wants you to be. Now cry, turn over to God, and tell him, I know you can do this. I'm going to tell you something here now. You never heard this before. Your problem is a present. Your problem is a gift from God. What? What? Your problem is a present. It's a gift from God. I just heard it in the Holy Ghost. It's a gift from God to get you out the way. Think about it. If you never had a problem, you wouldn't see problems in the law of multiplication is for promotion. Problems, oh Jesus, problems are not for panic. They are for promotion. You must, if you want to enter into the miraculous, you must come to an end of yourself. So if you have a financial problem sitting in my under my voice tonight, you are set up for financial promotion. Are you listening to me? See, it's a kingdom thing. It's not an earth thing. It's a kingdom thing. And you can operate, well, for lack of a better word, you can operate in another cycle. So this panicking here, these boys panicking. These boys say, man, we don't have enough money. We can't buy it. It's not sufficient. Look at it. It's passing the test. If you don't have a problem, you never have a test.
Right. Come on now.
Man, Apostle, you don't know my financial condition tonight, man. I'm here. But you don't know my financial condition. Well, the worse it is, the better off you are. You'll get your breakthrough tonight. You'll see. You'll be able to say after tonight, this is only a test. God set me up for multiplication. Got it? It's only a test. Tell your neighbor it's only a test. Tell them you can't pass it by yourself. Tell them you can't pass it by yourself. Stop trying to pass it by yourself. To make kingdom laws legal, it takes you and Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I can say this. You're not broke as a setup. To bring you to the end of yourself. Then begin to listen exactly. John 2:5 give us the criteria of a miracle.
Yes, sir.
Look at it, John 2:5. John 2:5 give us the criteria. You're sitting on a miracle. You who have financial need, you're sitting on a miracle. It will explode any minute if you make the right turn. You are a miracle up in here. Tonight, a miracle will come to your life. A supernatural intervention of God will come to your life tonight as you hear what to do according to the kingdom. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. If he tell you put your head in a bucket, get the bucket and pull it down on your head. He knows what he's doing. Every person in here, because you had this revival, you set up for a financial breakthrough. And I ain't talking about no small stuff either. I'm talking about kingdom multiplication. When Jesus get his hand on it. I'm almost through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Turn around 3 times and never be broke again. Pow! There it is right there. Pow! Pow! pow, that is right. Pow! That, woo! Pow! Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Let's go back to 7th verse. Philip answered, because I got some more points I got to give you. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient. Listen now. See, we ain't got no time with this not sufficient stuff.
Right.
See, underline that the not sufficient. See, this is not sufficient. This crazy talk here. See, because God said, my grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
See, you don't when you got a problem, you don't talk about your insufficiencies with the problem. You talk about your insufficiency with God that can give you more grace.
Yeah.
All right, so he said, Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother, said to him, there's a lad here which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. Then he said, but what are there among so many? You hear? Thank you, Jesus. So, the Lord has to bring you, if you're going to step into the law of supernatural kingdom multiplication, the Lord has to bring you to the understanding that the old way will not work. Are you hearing me? When you need to function beyond yourself, the old way will not work.
Yeah.
Oh, see this kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. It's supernatural.
Yeah.
And this law of multiplication, we're going to see in a few moments. This law of multiplication. Huh. I want you to go with me to see what happened. Because John don't fully tell you what happened. Go to Matthew with me. And we're coming back to John. Go to Matthew 14 with me. I want to show you what I want the Holy Ghost to pop this too. This is something here. It has a lot of Holy Ghost guts in this, but the Holy Ghost had to bring it out, you see. But he did it for me more than one time with this statement here. I want to see what are you going to do up in here tonight? How many need a breakthrough? How many of y'all feel like sometimes you got them 5 loaves and them 2 bread, 2 more feet? Now, the lesson is told in Matthew 14, but there's a poignant verse there that I'm going to point out to you. Now, you know they all told him what they can't do, little insufficiency. What are there among so many? And said all kind of stuff. The test is on, right?
Right.
All right.
Right.
And John didn't say this, but Matthew was a tax collector.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so Matthew knew how to bring it home.
Yes,
yeah. Matthew knew how to make exchanges.
Yeah.
I said Matthew knew how to make exchanges.
Yeah.
So in the 14th chapter, in the Sam story, in the 18th verse, let's stop messing around with this, Jesus said. I've heard y'all little reports now. Let's shift to the kingdom. And the problem is, we are not functionally or fully bringing it to Jesus. Because sometimes we don't want to hear what he tells us to do. Take the car back. Move down into a smaller house. What? No, that's not backwards. That's straightening your tail out. You went too fast, too far, and didn't consult with God and try to make it happen. God said, go back so I can bring you the right way. I don't want to come to no prosperity revival telling me go back. You better, whatever he says to you, better do it.
Yeah.
Bring them hither to me.
Yes, sir.
That's what he said to you tonight.
Yeah.
Bring it here.
Yeah.
What's going to happen now? I'll tell you ahead of time what's going to happen. I'll tell you. Look in the, go back to John, the sixth chapter. Well, yeah, I've been preaching a half hour. I'm almost through. John, the sixth chapter, 10th verse. Come on, let's read this together. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. The supernatural call for order and divine expectation. The supernatural call, come on, talk to me. The supernatural call for order and divine expectation.
Yes, sir.
The supernatural, when you recognize the supernatural, you know that you're going beyond yourself.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes,
you see that? Now, I see, Lord. You most probably had a whole lot of fear there. Those men didn't want their wives and their children to die out there.
Yeah.
And so you had a whole lot of fear. But the supernatural seemed to engulf fear. When somebody that wearing that type of anointing, it says, you know, you have an expectation. Just like you expect something tonight when I'm preaching. You expect something to happen in here. Just think about Jesus. He was there. They expected, when he talked, you know, he talked, there's something about his voice that declare it's going to be all right.
Yes.
Just follow my orders. Just stop your, you know, someone's walking and rubbing their hand, and you got to have imagination when you're reading the Bible. And someone was fussing, you come all the way out here and they ain't got nothing to eat. You know, people about eating, you know. I'm hungry. Then that big man, he's really ready and saying, he's been wanting to eat. You notice I didn't say woman, did you? I said man. Now, here we go. You're going to see the trend. Oh, my goodness. I wish you all get this. I'm going to give it to you in a few minutes. I went and Jesus took the loaf, right? 11th verse. And when he had given thanks, he distributed it to the disciples. And the disciples of them were set down, and likewise of the fish as much as they would. I mean, verse 11, right? You with me, verse 11? I'm about to show you something now. The bread and fish changed kingdom in Jesus' hand. Did you hear it? No, y'all didn't hear it. The bread and fish changed kingdom in Jesus' hand. They're no longer what they were. They became what he wanted them to be. When those fish and bread hit Jesus' hand, they went into the dimension of the kingdom of God, where the supernatural have no respect for impossibility or amount of what's going on. It just multiply and multiply and multiply and multiply. You can't fry an egg in cold grease.
Come on, Dad.
Now watch this now. Watch this. And this has happened to you. This has happened to you. This has happened to you. You've had some divine transaction in your life. But I'll finally get to the law of recognition. But you have to understand when God's doing something. It may look bad, but he's doing something because he's trying to take you off the system to step you into the kingdom. Now, the bread and fish changed kingdom in Jesus' hand, 11th verse. And Jesus took the loaf, right? And when he had given thanks, right? Now, all of a sudden, he distributed to the disciples. What he was trying to do is pass that anointing to their hand. They didn't get it, though. They didn't get it. He showed them how to do it, but they missed the lesson. Because if the bread, and it did, multiplied in Jesus' hand, when he put it in their hand, it had to keep multiplying. And what Jesus was saying, you can do this. Watch out, watch me. We belong to the same kingdom. We have the same Father. Jesus talking to you. We have the same Holy Spirit. We in the same family. If I can do this, you can do it. I heard somebody say it, I need this. I did hear somebody say in the spirit, I hear that. I really need this. See, you don't have to be saying that, I can hear you. I really need this. See, this law of supernatural multiplication. Now the Lord has said some things in here that you heard the secular people say it. Your problem is God's opportunity to get your attention. To depend on him. If everything goes smooth, you're not going to depend on him. And you'll never learn how to operate higher. Just think about it now. When the bread hit Jesus' hand, it changed kingdom. And there is no insufficiency in the kingdom of God. If I don't have it, I'll make it. Your financial miracle is on you tonight. You can come out anytime you get ready. If you follow these principles and submit your faith to God, he'll do the same thing he did with them bread and them little fishes. For you tonight. My goodness. My goodness. Jesus reveals to us tonight what type of thanks and trust we must place in the Father to activate supernatural multiplication. Jesus was attempting to pass the multiplication anointing to the disciple by putting the supernatural transaction in their hand. You as a child of God, he has passed the supernatural transaction to you. The Holy Ghost live on the inside of you. You can have multiplication when you get ready. Now, you have to understand this. You brought your shouting clothes? I should have closed 10 minutes ago. You have your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Let's look at this. They had as much as they want in 12 verses. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragment. What fragment? That remain. Important that nothing be lost. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragment of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above them that had eaten. 12 baskets left. You ready? My closing statement. Been preaching about 40 minutes now. My closing statement. The multiplication laws always take you into the overflow.
Hallelujah.
It take you from not enough. It don't stop at just enough. See what Jesus did? He didn't. When the kingdom work, the kingdom don't work like man. Man said, "Well, I guess that's enough." No, the kingdom said, every time you function in the kingdom, it got to have something left over.
Yeah. Wow, that's powerful.
So when you learn to yield to this law, you're always gonna have something left over.
Yeah.
No matter what you have to go through, there's a place in Christ to always have something left over. Listen, more than you started with. It's supernatural, I tell you. It's a supernatural law of multiplication. You can see it in other places in the scripture, but that was a beautiful insight. Get it in Jesus' hand. He'll multiply it every time. Matter of fact, he's in this building tonight looking. The Holy Spirit is looking. Who need this?
I need it.
You see what I'm saying? And he's ready. We got to believe Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
He can do it again. Now I'll take up, because I want to deal with this law of attraction. I don't know if y'all read that secular book. I read it 2 or 3 times. You read it? Yeah, I know you read it. Because he won't know what happened, you know. But I read it, and it's actually a law that belonged to us.
Yes, it is.
The secular folks took it and wrote a book. It was selling like wild. And you don't hear nothing about it no more. Because one man almost killed some folks, lock them up in a hot tent, talking about just hold on, you can hold on, and somebody died. And them people, you see, they went too far.
Yeah.
It's head knowledge. Trying to use spiritual principles, you finally get back in the secular world. But with us, it's our law. I'm going to see money coming is money attraction. It when you get the anointing of money coming, you become a money magnet. I talked about it in my early years of teaching this. You magnetize wealth. And prosperity and abundance. Abundance and prosperity begin to look for you.
Yes.
And then it wants you to expose God to the world by his goodness. But that's it, I quit.